We were very impressed with his choice on focusing on gender empowerment and that women are the next focus for economic growth. So for us, we're looking to see that beyond Kenya, in Zimbabwe, we will then hopefully be following suit as part of the African Union and also focus on gender empowerment in economic growth, particularly in sectors in financial services as well as in energy.
We saw President Barack Obama yesterday also calling on African governments, which includes Zimbabwe, to make sure that they provide health care and education for women. Looking at how you are surviving in Zimbabwe at the moment, do you think this is very feasible, or do you see African heads of states heeding this call by President Obama?
Oh, definitely. I think it's very feasible. Our services have stabilized and things are getting better in terms of access to maternal health services as well as basic education for both girls and boys. In general, I think our governments have understood that there is a need to focus on those basic services because they are part of our basic human rights.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Oh, I was very fortunate. I'm one of the few women in financial services as an independent service provider. My company is called Event. We do electronic payments aggregation. In simple terms, I mean, sometimes people say, what does that mean? It's basically pulling together all our prepaid services as well as our mobile banking services at one location so that our customers find a more convenient way of transacting.
Moving forward, what kind of challenges would you like to see addressed from what you learned at this Global Economic Summit and also from President Barack Obama's speech yesterday at the African Union?
The biggest one is for small, what we call SMEs, you know, the small and medium enterprises, to be supported more. We've generally found that access to capital as well as support from the corporate side has been quite limited, and people feel that entrepreneurs are generally informal traders, yet a lot of us are in the SME sector, but we are very formalized. I pay my taxes and I pay salaries.